doing, pal?
Hey, how are you? Nice to talk with you again.
Real pleasure. Hey, back off from the mic or the phone a little bit. You're hitting it a bit too heavy, just a little bit.
Okay, how's that?
All right, good. A lot more genteel. The reason I have you on is part of our CBS News series that's starting next month, which is about how is America doing and are people gloomy about this past decade and optimistic or not about the next decade. I thought that your unique point of view fits in nicely. We'll mention the book, of course, but wanted your sort of point of view on that. Can people maybe write their own ticket for a happier decade? You willing to do it?
Absolutely.
Here we go, Tim. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as part of our series, let's turn to the author of a bestseller, Timothy Ferris. You're author of The 4-Hour Work Week. You've advocated that Americans should think about how to make their own lives easier, with so many people saying that this past decade has been miserable. Do you think in some way you've found a ticket for a happier decade ahead?
I actually believe that there's a lot of room for optimism and that it's particularly prevalent in a few places and will be spreading. I'm from San Francisco in the tech scene, and I've seen that already, primarily because when everything is pessimistic, when there are massive layoffs, when companies are failing, the cost, i.e. the risk of dabbling or experimenting with uncommon options is extremely low, and I don't think people are taught to look at it that way. But if you look at the track record of some of the largest companies that are known today, whether that's Domino's or FedEx or Microsoft, Apple, the list is very long. Facebook, LinkedIn, they were all started during so-called depressions, and the reason for that is that the risk of failure, the risk of having a blemish on the resume is very low if that's basically the order of the day. And I think that that will actually offer extremely interesting opportunities for both entrepreneurs and employees who want to try something new. And I think a lot of people are ready for something new.
What an interesting point of view. When you don't have much to lose because you've already lost a lot, you'll have the guts to try something new. Now, at the extreme, your book says you could travel a lot, you could hire other people to do part of your job, you could be totally wired in if you can get some boss or somebody to pay you for that. So that's, you know, part of the 4-hour work week. But what can most Americans do? Not everyone is quite as creative, talented, or bold.
I think you give me a lot of credit. I appreciate that. I'll give you a couple of examples, and I think it's important for people to understand the context. I mean, the book came out of guest lectures at Princeton in high-tech entrepreneurship. I do a lot of work with companies like Google and Microsoft. So these are things that are applied within large companies, within that type of bureaucratic framework. So I'll give you a couple of examples. I'll give you two primary examples. The first is contending with email and minimizing the interruption of email. One thing that people can do is use a program called Zobni, which is X-O-B-N-I, inbox spelled backwards.com. And what that'll do is analyze your inbox and tell you the 2 or 3 times per day when it's most important to answer and respond to email. So this will immediately open up blocks of 3-4 hours that you can apply to the most important things, the critical few. And that's important for improving your output, so then if you do negotiate with bosses, let's say for remote work agreements, whether that's part-time or full-time, you have the leverage to do that. And it's
let's just pause on that. Many Americans spend, you would say, too much time keeping an eye on their email, so there's some software to help them reduce the time wasted with email.
That's exactly right, dramatically, by 50%+.
Okay, and go on to the next point.
And the next that I would suggest, and people view this as very, very unorthodox and bold, but it doesn't have to be, is experimenting with a site called AskSunday.com, A-S-K-S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. And AskSunday allows you to get a 24/7 on-call virtual assistant for $60 a month. And the way that you would practically use this, it's a New York-based company, is you call a 212 number, and let's just say you're a busy parent and shopping for the holiday season. You call this 212 number, you get routed to an assistant in India or the Philippines who speaks near-perfect English, and you could have them call every toy store within a 15-mile radius of your home to find that one hot toy that's sold out everywhere and reserve it in your name. So rather than spending 4 or 5 hours of your hard-earned weekend to find this thing, you spend $2 and 30 seconds on the phone. That is something very, very well worth experimenting with.
Timothy Ferris. Just two ideas from him. They're both websites that can help you, say, AskSunday.com and Zobany, starts with an X because it's inbox backwards. Timothy Ferris, your book's filled with ideas. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week, an expanded version now in bookstores. Tim Ferris, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and now to my friend.